Parshas Va'era talks about the makos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicted on the Mitzrim. So in the Mako of Orev, you find an interesting pasuk in Parakhes Pasuk Yitzayin. The Moshe Rabbeinu warns Paroi that if he doesn't send HaKla Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to send the Hinim Shalechem to Orev, and it says, Molos Batecha, they're going to fill up your houses. V'gam Hu'adomo Ashehim Aleh. So Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is saying that the Orev, there are going to be so many animals, they're going to fill up your house, they're going to fill up the entire land. Gamma Adama, all the Adama Shahim Aleh, that everyone is on, the animals will fill them up and the animals will be everywhere. The Panim Yafis on this Pasuk writes, he says, Shamati B'Shem Zikeni Hagoinzal. He heard in the name of his grandfather, doesn't say who it was. He says that there is, that what's the pshat in the pasuk? It seems what's bothering him is the pasuk says, Agam Hu'adom Asherim Aleh, that if the taich in the pasuk, if the pasuk means to say, Hu'adom Asherim Aleh means that they're going to fill up the Adama, and it's going back on the pasuk Umolu, the beginning, it says they're going to fill up. So what does it mean, Asherim Aleh? The ground that they, what's they? They is referring to the animals at the beginning of the pasuk. The land that the animals are on will be filled up. It should have said the land that the Mitzrayim live on will be filled up. So he brings a pshat that, what does he say? He says that there is a certain type of chaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu said he's going to bring all different types of chayas, all different types of animals. So he says there's a certain type of chaya, hanikreis adnei soda, that's called adnei soda or adnei hasoda. What is this animal, Adnei Hasada? So he says that this is an interesting type of animal that is an animal, he says, and it's attached to the ground. How is it attached to the ground? So this animal, he doesn't say what it's shaped like, but the emesis that this is brought down, this animal is discussed in a Mishnah in Klein, Perches, Mishnah Hay. And over there, the Mefarshim say that this Chaya that's called Adnei Hasada, the reference Adnei Hasada is reference to a pasuk in Eve that refers to a certain type of animal. So the Mefarshim say this Adnei Hasada, this animal is it's in the shape of a person. Actually, looks like a person. Has hands, has arms, but it's not a person. It has an umbilical cord. It has some type of cord that sticks out from the animal, and it attaches the animal to the ground. So this animal is attached to the ground, and the Mefarshim say that it gets its nutrients, it gets its food through this umbilical cord that through it's attached to the ground. And the Mefarshim say that it's attached to the ground, it can't really move, it can move around, but it can't move very far because it's attached to the ground. The Mefarshim over there in the Mishnah say that it's very dangerous if you get too close to it, it gets very wild. And the Mefarshim over there say that the only way to successfully kill this animal is to detach it from the ground. When it's attached from the ground, you cut it, and it's not attached to the ground anymore, that's when it dies. So the Panim Yafis says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the different types of animals to Mitzrayim in this Mak of Orev, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu also brought the Adnei Hasada. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Adnei Hasada can't come on its own, because if it's not attached to the ground, it won't be able to live. It has to be attached to the ground. So therefore, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring all the animals. Not only will I bring the animals, I'll also bring Ho'adoma Shehim Aleh, the Adoma, the ground that the animals are on top of. Because this particular animal, the Adnei Hasada, has to come together with its ground, since it comes together with the Adoma that it's attached to, because otherwise it won't be able to survive. So that's how the Panim Yafis, his grandfather, explains the pshat in this pasuk. So once we're discussing this interesting type of animal known as the Adnei Hasada, so we take a look in the Mishnah in Klein, Perches Mishnah Hay. The Mishnah over there says three words. The Mishnah says Adnei Hasada Chayo. The Adnei Hasada, the Mishnah is coming to tell us halacha, the Adnei Hasada is considered a chaya. What does it mean it's considered a chaya? So if you look at the Mishnah over there, the Mishnah lists a bunch of different kinds of animals. And the Mishnah is discussing if these animals have a status of a chai or a status of a behemoth. That we know that there are certain halachas, that there are certain animals that are classified as a behemoth, certain animals that are classified as a chaya, and there are differences in halachas between a behemoth and a chaya. So therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us which type of animals, what some animals are classified as behemoth, and some animals are classified as chaya. So the Mishnah tells us that adnei hasad is a chaya, it's classified as a chaya. Now, it happens to be that which halachas is negev, if the animal is a behemoth or animal is a chaya. So what comes to mind, the first halacha, is that there's a halacha called chaylev. The Torah says that you're not allowed to eat chaylev, certain fats of an animal, or asa b'achilu, and chayv kars. Now, the halacha is that the iser of achilas chaylev is only on a behemoth. There's no iser achilas chaylev of a chayv. So even you have a chayv, if you have a behemoth that's tahir that you're allowed to eat, your animal that you're allowed to shecht and eat, but you're not allowed to eat the chaylev. But if you have an animal such as a deer, which is a chaya toher, which you're allowed to shecht and eat, there you're allowed to eat even the chaylev. So there's an afkamina whether an animal is a behemoth or a chaya. Now that's only true when the animal that we're discussing is an animal that you're allowed to shecht and eat. It's an animal, it's a behemoth toher or a chaya toher. But if we're talking about a behemoth tmeo, either way you're not allowed to eat behemoth tmeo. You can't eat behemoth tmeo if you have a chaya tmeo. You have a wild animal that's tame, you're not allowed to eat it. So over there, it's very nice, the Mishnah will tell us whether something is considered a chaya or something is considered a behemoth, but if it's anyways a tmei, if it's anyways an animal that you cannot be eaten, so then there's no practical nafkamino, whether it's considered a behemoth or a chaya. So this is a problem when we come to the Mishnah over here, and the Mishnah talks about adnei asada. Adnei asada, whether it's a behemoth or it's a chaya, but either way, it's not a tahira. It's not an animal that you're allowed to shecht and eat. So if that's the case, then what's going on? Why is the Mishnah is coming and telling us that Avni Asad is a chay? So very nice that it's a chay and it's not a behemoth. But if either way you're not allowed to eat it, then what's the difference if it's a behemoth or a chay? There's no nafkamina. So if you look at the Mefarshim over there in the Rishonim, the Rambam doesn't say anything on this particular Mishnah, but there are other examples, the other Mishnahis over there, other cases we said that the Mishnah talks about certain other animals, whether they're considered a chay or a behemoth. And over there, we also have the same kasha of those animals. It talks about a dog, a kelev. A kelev is also not an animal that you're allowed to eat. So the Rambam over there, by those cases, the Rambam says that what difference does it make in halacha, whether it's a behemoth or a chay? So the Rambam says that afkamina is l'inyan mekach u'memker. If a person says, I'm going to sell you a behemoth, he has to sell him a behemoth. If he says, I'm selling you a chaya, so he can sell him any type, he can get him any type of chaya he wants, but it has to be a chaya. So if I say that I'm selling you a chaya, and now he shows up at the door with an adnei asada, then we want to know, is that considered a good mechira? Is he fulfilled his word? Or do we say, no, this is a behemoth, this is not a chaya, and therefore it's not a good mechira? So the Rambam says, that's the nafkamina l'gabi mekach u'memker. It's interesting that the Rash over there in the Mishnah says that there's a slightly different pshat. He says that when the Mishnah says Adnei Asada Chaya, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Adnei Asada is considered an animal as opposed to being a person. Meaning when the Mishnah says Adnei Asada Chaya, it's not going to tell me it's a Chaya and not a behemoth. That's not the discussion. That's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah at all. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is you may have thought that Adnei Asada is a person. After all, the Mefarshim say that it looks like a person. The only defining characteristic, the only way it looks differently than a person is because it has an umbilical cord that attaches to the ground. Therefore, you may have thought that it has been like a person. In fact, the Mishnah over there, right on that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Mitamis Ba'oil Ka'odom. Rabbi Yossi says that Adnei Asada is Mitamim Ba'oil. The halach is that we know that when a person dies, he is a dead body is metama. So the halacha is that a dead person of mace is metama, and the halacha is that a dead animal, a behemoth that dies, is also, it's called a nevela. Nevela also metama. However, there's a difference in the halacha between a dead person and a dead animal. A dead animal that's a nevela is metame bimago. Someone who touches it becomes tame. And it's metame b'masa, if someone carries it, even if he doesn't touch the actual animal, also becomes tame. A person, a dead body, a dead person, a mace, is not only metame b'mago uve masa, by touching or carrying, but hu adin, a dead person is metame ba'il, even if you're only in the same room, underneath the same roof, as a dead body, a dead person, the halacha is that become tame. So this is a nafkemino, whether something is a behemoth or whether it's an adam. If it's a regular animal and it's not considered like a person, so then it's only metame b'mago v'masa. So here, Rabbi Yossi tells us the chiddush. Rabbi Yossi says that adni asada, when it's dead, it's metame ba'oil ka'odom. It has the halacha of tumas oil. That means it's metame ba'oil the same way. If you're in the same oil as a dead person, you become tame. So if you're underneath the same roof as a dead adni asada, you also become tame. So it would seem from Rabbi Yossi at least holds that the adni asada is considered a person. It's not considered an animal. So on that, the Rash tells us the Tanakhama disagrees. The Tanakhama says that it's not metame ba'oil. So the Tanakhama has to tell you, Adni Asada is a chaya. It's really an animal. It's not considered a person. And therefore, the Nafgimina is whether it's metame ba'oil or it's not metame ba'oil. Lefi Rabbi Yossi, it is metame ba'oil. And lefi the Tanakhama, it's not metame ba'oil. The truth is that although the Rash sounds like the Rash part of the Mishnah sounds like a very understandable pshat, that there's a machlokes between Tana Kama and Rabbi Yossi, if Adni Asad is considered like a person or not, but there's a shtickle problem. There's a problem with this havan, with this understanding in the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore if that's what the Tana Kama is coming to disagree with, and that's what he holds. Number one, we don't find that Rabbi Yossi says that Adni Asad is considered like a person. Lagabe call it terakula. We don't. The Rabbi Yossi limited his halacha to mitama ba'oil. Rabbi Yossi doesn't say that there in the other halachas it's mitama. That the other halachas that adni asad is a din like a person. And if it's a general machlokes, if there's a general discussion, is adni asad like a person or is adni asad not a person? So therefore, it's only a chayo. So it's only an animal, so then there should be ramifications, not only the Gabe Tumas Oil, there should be ramifications of the Gabe called Terakula. What's the halacha if you kill Adne Asada? The halacha is you're not allowed to kill a person. So if Firab Yoisi, it's considered a person, so then you should be Chayiv. If according to Tanakam, it's an animal, there's no issue to kill an animal. You could come up with a lot of different Nafkaminas. And the truth is that even in Rab Yoisi, besides this problem that it seems like Rabbi Yossi's halacha is limited to Tumas Oil, besides for that, even in Tumas Oil, there's a big problem. What's the problem? The problem is that there is another Machlokes Tanon, Machlokes Tanakam and Reb Shimon, in regarding the halacha of Tumas Oil by a goy. The Torah says that a dead body, a dead person, is Matama B'mago Masova Oil. That's true when the dead body is a Jewish person. What happens when it's a goy? So Reb Shimon Shita in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph is Kivri Akom Ein Metamim Ba'Oil. The Reb Shimon holds that a mace that's a Yisrael is Metamim Ba'Oil, but a mace that's a goy is not Metamim Ba'Oil. So if you, according to Reb Shimon, that only a mace Yisrael is Metamim Ba'Oil and a mace goy that's not is not Metamim Ba'Oil, so the Mefarshim ask, what's going on over here? Very nice, Rabbi Yossi comes and tells you that Adni Asad is considered a person. So even if you tell me Adni Asad is a person, but he's not Jewish, Adni Asad weren't Mekabel Torah by Har Sinai, they're definitely not considered Yisraelim. So they're only considered Goyim. If they're only considered Goyim, then how could you come and tell me that Adni Asad is Metamim Ba'Oil? Kivri Akar, we're not Metamim Ba'Oil. So this Kasha, interestingly enough, is asked by a number of Achronim, Karner and Yevamos over there, the Stipler in Kilus Yaakov. It's printed in the new editions, it's printed at the beginning of Seder Tyrus. And these Achronim say, in Amlech HaShleim, also in the Mishnah Klein, they say that it's not Shver. We said before that Reb Shimon is the one who holds the Kiriyakim are not Metam and Ba'el. The Tanakhama argues. So Reb Yossi is a Tana. He could disagree. Reb Yossi will say that not only Yisrael are Metam and Ba'el, but even Kiriakum or Metamim Ba'oil, and therefore it's Negeya by Adni Asad that are Metamim Ba'oil. Now, according to Reb Shimon, and Halacha is the Rambam Paskin like Reb Shimon, that Kiriakum not Metamim Ba'oil, so this whole discussion is not really Negeya by Adni Asad. So that's one way that you could understand the Sheet of Reb Yossi. L'maisa, it's not so mashma that this is the Pshat Rabbi Yossi, because if you look in the Rash over there on the Mishnah, the Rash says that where Rabbi Yossi get this halacha that Adnei Asad Matalim Ba'ayo. So the Rash says that Rabbi Yossi Darshan is a pasuk, because the Torah says in the Parsha, in Parshas Chukas, when the Torah talks about the halachas of Tumas Mace, Tumas Oil, there's an extra word in the pasuk. Pasuk says V'chol Asher Yiga Apnei Asada. So it says V'chol anything Asher Yiga Apnei Asada. That pasuk, that word V'chol is Marbe and comes to tell me that even a Adnei Asada, the halacha is that I'll be Matama Ba'oil. According to this pshat, if it's a gzeres hakosuv, so now you don't have to turn around and be mechadish and say, well, you see from here that Adnei Asada is considered a person. Maybe we'll say that even Rabbi Yossi holds that Adnei Asada, al pi halach, is not considered a person. It's not a person. We have a special rebbe from a pasuk to tell me that he's not, that legabi tumo, we consider him a person. So if it's a special rebbe, legabi tumo, even though he's not really a person, so then it could very well be that it has nothing to do with the Kivriyak and Mimitam Ba'il. Kivriyak and Amitam Ba'il. Could be this is a Rebbe, he's telling me, even though Goyim there are Klar and Amitam Ba'il, but there's a special Rebbe that Adnei Asada are Mitam Ba'il, because it's a new category. It's not Yisrael, it's not a Goy, it's something else. It's an animal that punct happens to be Mikabal Tumah. Now, but if you learn like that, so then it's a little harder to hear the Tanakhama is coming saying Adnei Asada is a Chayo, coming to tell you that it's a Chayo and therefore it's not Mitam Ba'il. That's not the discussion. The discussion between Tanakh and Rabbi is, do we darshan the pasuk? Do we not darshan the pasuk? But everyone agrees that Adnei Asada is really a chayah. But another raya. We said the Panim Yofis says that the pshat in the pasuk Gam Adom HaSharim Aleo is coming to tell me that even the Adnei Asada was in Mitzrayim by the Mak of Orif. Now, you could theoretically say that the Panim Yofis is only going according to the Tanakhama that holds Adnei Asada as a Chayo. But according to Abyaisi, since Adnei Asada is considered like a person, then Kodesh Baruch didn't bring people by the Makavari. The Makavari was only animals. So you could say that no, that's not true. It's not going according to Abyaisi. But the Pashla Stimus, it sounds like, for that the Panim Yofis is learning that Adnei Asada is a Chayo. Everyone agrees Adnei Asada is a Chayo. Adnei Asada is not considered a person. The Gabi one specific halacha, we dash from a pasuk that Adnei Asada is matam ba'oil. But the Gabi called her kula, we consider Adnei Asada chayy. We don't consider Adnei Asada to be considered a person. And then that kind of Kame argues even the Gabi tumah. So while the Gabi everything we consider him to be a chayy, we don't consider him to be a person. That's why Itaka came by the Mak of Ariv, because it's considered a chayy. It's not considered a person. Now we mentioned earlier that the Adnei Asada, when we say that the Nafkamino in the Mishnah, Adnei Asada Chaya, we said it can't be that the Mishnah is coming to tell me Nafkamino whether Adnei Asada is a Chaya or a Behemoth, and the Nafkamino is whether you're allowed to eat the Chaylev, because Adnei Asada, anyway, is not allowed to eat. Now, this is a Hanachop that I made. We assumed that the Adnei Asada is an animal, and since it's an animal, the only types of animals you're allowed to eat are animals that are specified in the Torah, if they have the proper Simonim, and Adnei Asada doesn't have the correct Simonim, therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. Lemaisa, I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecharei Levrach, on Derech Emunah, in Hilchos Trumas, he writes in the Tzion Halacha, on the Makaris on the bottom, in Sifkot Chav Beis, he writes the following. He says, Adnei Hasode Yeish Loimar Dechayovin B'Maiser Shehein Michael Odom Kedisa B'Medrash. So the Derech Emunah says that there exists a Medrash, and the Medrash says that Adnei Hasada is Maicha Adam. Not only is it mutter to eat, the Medrash, see, that he's quoting, seems to say that it was common practice to eat it. It was something that was edible and B'derech Klal was eaten. Therefore, says the Derech Emunah, says Rav Chaim, that should be come out the halacha that Adnei Asada is chayiv b'maiser. So it's very interesting what Reb Chaim is saying, that Adnei Asada is, since it's attached to the ground, it's not really considered an animal. If it would be considered an animal, so animal, there's no chayiv to separate trumas and maisers from animals. There's a mitzvah maiser behema, but that's a whole different mitzvah. We know the Torah says that anything that grows in the ground, tvuah, grains and possibly things that grow on trees, vegetables, midrabonon. The halacha is that something, things that grow from the ground, you have to separate trumas and maisers. So
Reb Chaim Kanievsky is saying that if things that grow from the ground, the Chaim and Chuvus and Meister, Stadni Asad also grows from the ground. It's attached to the ground. It's attached to the ground. It grows from the ground. It's not considered a animal. It's considered like a plant. If it's considered like a plant, so now, number one, if it's considered like a plant, it shouldn't need to have the simonim of a behemoth in order to eat. You should be able to eat it if it doesn't have the simonim. And number two, he seems to be saying that since it grows in the ground, it'll be chayiv in meiser. It's like everything else that's chayiv in meiser. Now, he doesn't say lehedya that it's not considered a behemoth, a meiser. The Mishnah says adni asad chayiv. It sounds like it is considered a chayiv. What would be the halacha of this adni asad? Would you have to shecht it first? Would it need shechita in order to eat? If you consider it like a behemoth, the Torah says the only way you're allowed to eat a behemoth is if you do shechita. You have to do a proper shechita. It has to be a shechita ksheir. But that doesn't seem to make much sense. If it needs a shechita, that means you're telling me it's an animal. If it's an animal, so then it should need split hooves. It should need all the simonim, and it doesn't have the simon. It doesn't say anywhere that the adni asad has a simon. It says it looks like a person. It doesn't have a simon. So it would seem that not so logical to say that adni asad requires shechita. But to go the other way and say that it's considered like something that grows in the ground and now it's chayiv and meiser. But al kaponim, that's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, that it's mavur in the medrash. He says isa be medrash that a derech was to eat adni asada. I tried very hard to find this medrash, and I wasn't able to find the medrash inside. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in a different sefer that he wrote, he has a sefer in Siach Asada. Inside the Sefer Siach Asada is a kuntres called Pashegin Aksav. And in that kuntres, Pashegin Aksav, Simen Tezvov, he quotes the Medrash. He quotes the entire Medrash word for word. And he says that this Medrash is a Medrash Tanchuma. It's a Ksav Yad. In the standard editions of the Tanchuma, we don't find it. I haven't found it in the standard Tanchuma. It's in a Tanchuma Ksav Yad that he says. Perhaps it's a different print that was printed. Somebody else printed from Ksav Yad. And the Medrash says like this. The Medrash has a fascinating story. The Medrash says that there was a person who was traveling. And yeah, the person was a big chassid, and he had to travel to some faraway town, faraway city. And when he came to the faraway town, so he asked around, he said, I need a place to stay, food to eat. So they said, oh, you should stay by this person. He's a big machnas erech. So come stay by him. So he went to this person, he knocked on the door, and the person took him in. And the person said, okay, we're going to serve you. It's almost time to prepare the food for the meal. But in the meantime, you can go to your room. He showed him a room to stay in. And after the person was in his room, he overheard the balabais was speaking to his wife. He said, oh, we have such chashuv guest. We should prepare some special delicacies, some special food for him. So what should we prepare? So the balabais said, oh, why don't we serve some of the basar adam that we have in the freezer? They have some basar adam, and therefore they're going to, they decided it's a delicacy, they'll serve it special for the special guest. So this person, the guest over here, he says, what? He says that they're serving flesh from a person. You're not allowed to eat flesh of a person. So the truth is, it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes rishonim. What exactly is the iser involved with eating basar adam? But definitely it's not a good idea to eat basar of adam. So he was very, very concerned. And he didn't know how he would be able to get out of it. The person comes and he serves him the food. How is he going to say he's not going to eat it? So he snuck out of the house. When they weren't looking, he tried to, he got out of the house and he ran away. And he ran away and he found some other place to eat. He found some other house for the staying. So meanwhile, the Baal Boss, he prepares the food and he comes to invite his guest. And he sees the guest is not here, so he got very upset. He got very nervous. What happened to him? So he's looking all over the city, all over the town to find him. And someone tells him he thought he was going to that person's house. He goes into the other person's house and he finds his guest. And he says, "What happened?" He says, "Why don't you come back anybody?" And the guest, Shemayvin said, "He's not coming. He's not coming." They tried to convince him to come back. He's not coming back. So the original Baal Boss left. So the new Baal Boss, the person he was eating by, asked him, "Why don't you want to go back?" So he said, "Really, I would love to go back, but I overheard he was speaking to his wife. He's serving tray food." So he said, "He's serving tray food. It's such a chashuv person. How could he possibly serve tray food?" So the Medrash says that he told him He told, I overheard you said he was preparing Basar Adam. He wanted, that's what he was going to serve. So the person, when he heard that, he started laughing. He said, why are you laughing? He said, no, you misunderstood. With the Basar Adam that they serve in this town is not a Basar that comes from a person. What he was referring to was, they're referring to Basar from Adnei Hasada. They have these Adnei Hasada, these creatures, and they caught them and they killed them, and now they're serving the food. So Mela, he said, you don't have to worry. So the Rav Chaim says, you see clearly from this whole long story in the Tanchuma, that it says clearly that there is no problem, there is no Isser of eating Basar Adnei Hasada. So in Mela, there's no problem here, there's no issue. If there's no issue, so you're allowed to eat it. So in Mela, that's what he says. You already have a Shiloh where it should be Chayiv and Meiser. I was just wondering, it's not really going to help for the Pshat in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah, it says Adnei Hasada Chaya, and we're trying to understand, is there a Chaya or is it a Behema? It's not going to make an Afgimin whether it's Chaya or Behema, the Gabi, the Isser Chela, because that's only true. The Isser Chela is only Noig by animal. If I don't consider Adnei Hasada an animal, if I consider Adnei Hasada a plant, and that's why you're allowed to eat it, even though it doesn't have any simonim, and it doesn't have a shechita, so then hu adin, the chelov shouldn't be a problem as well. There shouldn't be any yisr to eat the chelov, so it shouldn't make an afkemino, whether the Adnei Hasada is a chaya, or whether Adnei Hasada is behema. Unless the Mishnah is just telling you, Adnei Hasada is a chaya, legavi, the halach of chelov, just like chelov of a chaya is mutter, so the chelov of Adnei Hasada is also mutter, even though it's not really a chaya. But it's mutter because it's not considered a behemoth at all. It's not considered an animal. It's considered a plant. I found afterwards that the Sefer Darkei Tshuva from the Munkacher Rebbe in Yerideya 7 Peidal of Kotten Peivov, he quotes the Sefer Ruach Chaim from Chaim Palaji Simon Ein Tes Ois Beis, and he says this Adnei Hasada. You know where it comes from? Where does that Adnei Hasada come from? So he says that it grows in the ground. Not until now we said that it was attached to the ground. But he's saying even more than that. Rav Chaim Palashi says that it grows in the ground. He says that there's a Ramban Chumash. The Pasuk in Parashas Vayetze says that Yetze Ruvin ran to the field and he took Dudoim. And the Ramban explains over there, Rachel wanted the Dudoim because they are good for fertility. Therefore, that she wanted it. So the Ramban says, "What is this? What is this plant that's dudoim that has the ability to enhance period of rivia?" So the Ramban says that it's a type of plant that grows in the shape of a person. The shape of the plant is the shape of a person. And one of the things Ramban mentions over there. So Rav Chaim Palaji says, "Okay, so you see when it starts growing, it's the shape of a person. Then it gets bigger and bigger." Right, and the person part, that plant gets bigger and bigger until it grows, until it's fully grown, it grows into Adnei Hasada, and it's still attached to the ground. The stem is still attached to the ground. That is what Adnei Hasada is. So according to Rav Chaim Palaji, it's mamish a plant. So it's mamish a plant. So the mela, it's not considered behem b'chal. The emesis Rav Chaim Palaji himself says that this that in Adnei Hasada is mutter to eat is only when it's not fully grown. Once it's fully grown, it has basar, atzamos, has bones, has flesh, then he holds that you're not allowed to eat it. But kol's man, it's not fully grown, so now that it's just a plant, then it's clear from the psukim, from the Ramban, that it's mutter, it's taka mutter b'achil. Just to have a ha'ara, that if the way we're understanding now is that Adnei Hasada is really more like a plant than it's like an animal, so then it comes back shver, exactly what the Panim Yofa's, Yon Panim Yofa's pshat and posik. The whole Panim Yofa is coming to explain the pshat in the pasuk that says Gam Adam Hashemim Aleh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the chayis, so he brought Adnei Hasada also. So now we have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought animals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought animals that are deadly, that are deadly for people. They were managed to harm people, but we don't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought plants that are dangerous. Dangerous plants are not part of the Makav Arif. So if we consider Adnei Hasada a dangerous plant, could be it's dangerous, has the ability to harm people, but it's only a plant, it's not considered a chayo. If it's not considered an animal, so then the Panim Yofa's pshat can't say, you can't say his pshat, that the Pasuk is telling me that even the Adnei Hasada came, because the Adnei Hasada is not an animal. From the Panim Yofa's, it would seem the opposite. Panim Yofa's would seem that at least after it's fully grown, then it's not considered a chayo, it's not considered a plant. And that's like really what Chaim Palaji is saying, that at that point it's Taka Osir Bachilo. The truth is, if you look over there in the end, Rav Chaim in Pashayin Aksav, and that Simon, after he brings this whole Medrash, he says, even though the Medrash seems to say that it's Mutar Bachilo, but he brings it afterwards, the Teres Kainim is Mashma not like that. Teres Kainim, he brings, says that when the Teres Kainim is talking in Parsha Shmini, so the Torah says there's a bunch of shrotzim. The shrotzim you're not allowed to eat. So the Torah kind of lists off a bunch of shrotzim, and together with all those shrotzim that you're not allowed to eat, it also lists adnei asadas. Over there, it's mashma that just like there's an isra achila sheretz, the isra achila sheretz includes adnei asadas, and then the halacha would be that it's taka osir b'achila.